as we're reflecting on relinquishment, letting go, and it's, I could see, when we talk about that, that's a trap even in itself. It's like, oh, I have to relinquish and let go of this, and that can be a trap where it's like, I actually have to relinquish relinquishment. You know, I have to let that go, because that can also be a trap in itself, how the mind can get lost in that.
Yeah, I mean, and especially approaching it from, say, an attachment to view and opinion, like, I have to, I should. If I were a good Buddhist, I'd be a good renunciant as a view. Precept and practice, and sense of, this is what I have to do, I have to, if it just turns into an empty, ideal-driven practice, and it doesn't, still source of suffering, or comes from a sense of self. You know, when I relinquish, I will become a good Buddhist. You know? Maybe not. There's one more suffering being in the world. So it's really understanding, because it should be shining a light on. And that's what we use it for. That's why that use of yoni so manasikara, that wise attention, careful consideration, really seeing, weaving between the ways in which attachments and clinging create suffering, and how we can relinquish and release those, let go of that.
Yeah, I think for me in the practice, talking about compassion, begins that. It kind of begins to offer the space between that for myself. And, watching my mind, and then I feel it in the body, the space, and it starts to let go,
Yeah.